Now they'd get mad, but their hair right on top of their neck in here would stand up. We call that the bristles.
He sure is bristled up. Look at him. He's mad. He's bristled up.
Did you ever keep any sheep?
No, I don't believe we did.
We never had any sheep.
Mm-hmm. Did people...
Some goats once.
I see. Did people around here use sheep?
Uh-huh.
They did.
Now, I think I've heard my dad talk about sheep, but it was before my time. I think they kept some. But
did they grow them to kill or to...
To sell the wool. They've had sheep sharings and...
Mm-hmm.
And don't think he ever grew too many.
Still
raised too many.
Around here grow sheep. I mean, keep sheep.
I don't know too much about sheep.
The male and the female would be
the ewe and the ram.
And with cattle, what do you call the male?
The bull.
Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the male of the horse?
Stud.
What do you remember?
Yeah, that's
stud.
It. Stud. Mm-hmm.
And the female.
The mare.
The mare. Mm-hmm. Were you ever reluctant as a boy to talk about boar or stud or bull around women?
Yeah, we would never do it. Never. I was a kid.
That's just something you just didn't do.
You wouldn't hear that.
Didn't do.
Talking around men folk, but you never hear it. You didn't talk around women.
Mm-hmm. Growing up on a farm, you must have heard it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard it.
But did you hear
it
that?
I heard it accidentally because it certainly wasn't talked in front of me. Something wouldn't be talked in front of children.
And how about older women? When you grew up, was it...
Well, it wasn't talked too much among older women.
How would the references be made?
We'd talk about the male hog or the...
Always for all three be the male.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's interesting, isn't it? Because people have no...
It seemed to have some vulgarity attached to it or something that it just wasn't nice to talk about.
It was just more nice back then, I guess what you'd call it. They just wouldn't talk like that
around. That's, there's a big change.
It certainly has been a big change.
How about different kinds of dogs you remember?
We had collie dogs. Mostly,
remember calling little dog that's very noisy and nervous.
Oh, little fox terrier. Is that the one you're talking about?
They were calling him a Feist or Feist.
Yes,
Which one?
Feist, little Feist dog.
Feist, and a dog that has a lot of different breeds in him.
He was just plain old cur dog.
Cur dog. And how would you call to a dog to get him to attack another dog or something?
Sick him.
Sick him. And how would you call him off?
Oh. Well, how did we call him off? I don't know.
And how about, I forgot to ask you this. if a cow is going to have a calf, how would you refer to that?
Find a calf.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Right.
Find a calf.
That cow's going to find a calf.
Cow's going to find a calf.
I see. And that's pretty delicate too, isn't
it?
I mean, it's not,
is.
Not direct at all. And if you get back to dogs for a minute, suppose somebody walked by and you had a good watchdog and you call out to him and said, you better not come up here or you'll get
bit.
You said dog bit?
Mm-hmm. Dog bit.
And if you got mad at a dog, you might pick up a rock and what?
Throw it at him.
Did you ever say chunk?
Mm-hmm.
Chunk a rock at him.
Chunk a rock at him.
And how did you used to call a